Darby Bodie is booted from the Lakota School Board.
New gambling apps targeting those not old enough to do it.
And it's Vas Madness. Vasectomy season is here with March Madness.
5 on 5 in 5. It is Thursday, March 21st. Thanks for joining us here on the podcast. Megan and Steven here with you on a spring day that is far from spring.
It is the second full day of spring, and it feels colder than we started off yesterday. So don't be surprised
sense.
When you walk out.
No, because it's not going to get any better, at least not for some time. Today is cold. There's no way to get around that. But you have basketball to watch inside, which is great. You can be nice and warm inside. But it's going to be cold all day. Tomorrow, rain rolls in starting in the afternoon. Not heavy, but it will be off and on all night. The weekend will be cool, but dry. Next week is the warm-up. Rain Tuesday, but still trending for the upper 50s, maybe 60 and sunny for opening day. Randy will be keeping an eye on that. So today, we just got clouds and cold with a high of 43, low of 27. All right, let's jump right into our headlines. Got a lot of them, a lot of important things to get to. First one, we're going up to the Lakota School District.
Yeah, a controversial school board member who clashed with colleagues is now out. The Lakota School Board passed a resolution removing Darby Bodie last night. And the Lakota School Board passed this resolution declaring a vacancy on the board and declaring Bodie's reasons for a 90-day absence, quote, insufficient. Now, her time serving Lakota schools has definitely been contentious. Back in 2022, members voted to request her resignation after she created a post on her Facebook page about topics that she claimed were being taught in classrooms. She included a link to a website, but it had a typo and it directed people to a pornography site. Well, district leaders say Bodie also walked into several school buildings and took pictures of students and teachers in classrooms. She received a notice of trespassing from the district, and then this past September, the Butler County Sheriff's Office served her a civil protection order to stay away from a board member. It meant she could not attend school functions in person where he was present. Back in November, she received a citation for violating that order. Now, in a statement to WLWT, Bodie said in part, "This has always been a First Amendment issue. This corrupt process has squashed not only my voice, but the voice of those who voted for me, and for that reason, I do not think it will wear well."
Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about gambling, but not the gambling for those of us over 21. This is for those who are under 21. Yeah, now that sports betting is legal throughout greater Cincinnati and all of Ohio, an increasing number of people want in on the action. Those who never placed a bet and want to learn how do have some options on free apps like Better, Parlay Play, and Fliff. There's no money exchange because it's all just virtual coins. That's the currency of choice here. That might sound good because you're not losing anything, at least out of your pocket, but there are downsides to this. Signing up for social sportsbook apps is not hard. You just need to say that you're at least 18 years old. Any kid can get around that. That means teenagers who cannot legally place real bets can log on and learn how to gamble, which could lead to trouble down the road.
Downloading those apps and engaging in that social play, it really just gears them up to continue that behavior. And we can start early with gambling addiction. It starts early. And I think the big part for parents is really being aware, make yourself aware, start educating yourself on what these apps are, what the risks are.
Gambling addiction expert Rachel Johnson is concerned about teenage boys getting lost in sportsbook apps because data shows more men experience gambling addiction than women. But she also says young girls are not immune, noting that women tend to embrace gambling very quickly, which can lead to some very sudden problems. All right, let's head out west to Indiana, where a new bill is going to change how they operate in schools.
Yeah, so this is actually banning cell phones in schools during classroom time, and the law goes into effect next school year. Phones, tablets, laptops, and gaming devices are not allowed in pockets or on desks during instructional time. There are exceptions here. If a teacher allows those devices for educational purposes, if they need them for health reasons or in an emergency, each district will figure out its own policy and enforcement across Indiana, like keeping phones in cubbies or backpacks during class time. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine also expressed interest in a similar law for the Buckeye State during a roundtable on the issue last week.
Well, we'll see if Columbus picks up that and if they decide to go forward with something similar. Okay, next up, we're going into the medical field. This is a story I did last year, but it's one of those that is such a talker.
Every year.
We're going to talk about it again. All right, the first round of the NCAA tournament tips off in a matter of hours. Fill out your bracket. But there's going to be quite a few men who will be watching fresh off of their vasectomy. The 15 to 20 minute outpatient procedure is a form of male birth control that cuts off the supply of sperm, but it does require a couple of days of rest to heal up. Dr. Purush Babar with the urology group says for the days just before the tournament and the morning of the games, like this morning, men are getting the procedure because they have the time off after. But he also says, even though they're getting it done, for those of you who haven't or are thinking about it, don't believe the myths around vasectomies.
So there are some myths about vasectomy that we know are dispelled now, such as we know that it is not true that vasectomy causes erectile dysfunction. We know it is not true vasectomy decreases testosterone. We know it is not true that vasectomy causes prostate cancer. You know, really, it is the easiest form of contraception that one can do. It is a much easier procedure for a male to undergo a vasectomy than for a female to undergo a tubal ligation.
And Dr. Babar says they also see a similar spike around college football playoffs, NFL playoffs, and this, that, just it tells the whole story. Last year, 2023, they did 44% more vasectomies in March than they did in February, mm-hmm. Men taking advantage of the time in front of the TV. Of course, this is a men's health issue. If you are thinking about it, have questions about a vasectomy, of course, chat with your family first and then give a call to your doctor to have that very important conversation. On to another important conversation that has continued since the news dropped that Skyline and Gold Star are switching from Pepsi to Coke. People are letting their voice be heard, Megan.
The saga continues, Stephen. I mean, thousands of people are upset by Skyline Chili's decision to drop Pepsi, take Coca-Cola. In fact, so much so that one woman is trying to stop it before it even begins with a petition and a protest.
It's so cold out here, it's so windy, my signs whacked me in the face probably like 10 times.
Yeah, that was Virginia Miller battling the elements, very cold, as she protested outside of the Clifton Skyline. She's holding a neon green sign. It reads, "Do the Dew," as in Mountain Dew. Many chili lovers are upset of the loss of Pepsi products. Also means that Mountain Dew will no longer be an option. The sign also had a link to her petition, which has now collected more than 4,000 signatures. 4,000.
That's incredible. When I first read the story and I saw there was a petition, I was like, oh, she probably got a couple hundred signatures. But 4,000 people took the time to say, hey, I want my Pepsi products back, especially my Mountain Dew.
It's crazy. You tried the combo.
I did two different combos.
Okay.
I did, of course, my 5-way extra onions with Diet Mountain Dew. Was that Tuesday?
And that was the wrong combo, apparently.
I was told, but yes. Then I had to suffer through getting more Skyline the next day. And I got two Coney's with a Mountain Dew. And I will say, there was something about it. I understood. Still don't get it, but I understood. If that makes sense.
Oh, for sure. I mean, my Skyline order switches all the time. I've just never combined it with any type of soda. I'm just not a soda person. Yeah. But I guess I'll have to do it before it ends.
At least just, you know, we could always just put a can of Mountain Dew in the fridge. Bring it to you.
It's a great point. I mean, BYOMB.
Yeah.
D.
But there is something about fountain sodas as well. When it mixes in there and hits and it's fizzy. I get it there too.
I mean, as someone who doesn't like soda, I don't get it, but I'm glad
I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You.
Thank you for explaining this to me and the controversy surrounding it.
Oh gosh. People aren't going to stop talking about it until it switches, and then I'll talk about it more.
That's true.
All right. This is 5 on 5 in 5. That's Megan. I'm Steven. We'll see you on your Friday.